America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
With that, let's get to an NFL blitz.
Welcome to the NFL.
With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
All right, he said he wanted to be traded yesterday. So let's hear from Devontae Adams, because, Mike, he says he hasn't heard from his head coach about a trade.
Yeah, I haven't heard from him. I haven't talked to him. So I haven't, I don't know. I don't really know exactly what that was about. Obviously, I got, you know, social media is a beast. So it's a lot of people out there that saw it and, wondering what's going on and people reaching out. And yeah, I haven't spoke to him.
I think that's just Antonio Pierce being a dude he is, right? You want to trade? Get your blank up out of here. I don't like that.
It's cool that he has, you know, that sort of like recently played player energy. But sometimes you got to be a little more diplomatic with how you handle your team. You know, already saying, I see some chumps making business decisions. You know, okay. So basically you're calling your guys a bunch of quitters out there and they're not playing with heart. And then, you know, the idea that you're going to like something on social media, that's like high school. Don't like something which saying your star player is going to get traded, because he will find out. And he did.
Yeah.
And now it just seems like it's untenable for Devontae Adams. And it's a shame because Minshew's probably exceeded expectations. Yeah. I don't know. It's not obviously the long-term answer in Vegas, but it's not bad.
It's not bad. Let's hear from Devontae Adams talking about the chips are going to fall where they fall.
Honestly, it's hard to comment on. Okay. I'm sure you would imagine as such, but it's one of those situations where I just keep my head down and keep doing my thing and, let the chips fall where they may as it pertains to that. But I haven't – there's been no communication with anybody from the team since that became a thing. But, you know, it's kind of just like the weekly what's up with Tay thing. Yep. You know, it's always some sort of drama. But at the end of the day, 1-7 doesn't create any of it. So people can say what they want, but I'm just chilling, trying to be the model – for, you know, not stirring the pot and just locking in and doing what I got to do.
Too late.
I've got two choices, and shocking to do with his boys, Aaron Rodgers and the Jets and Derek Carr and the Saints. Part of the reason he went to Vegas in the first place was Derek Carr, who got his knees clipped by Josh McDaniels. And then, of course, Carr winds up, you know, in New Orleans. I don't want Devontae Adams in this division.
No. I'm with you on that. I don't want to see that. Mike, isn't this a situation the coach calls him into his office and says, look,
let's clear the air.
Yeah.
Like I'm sorry.
Right.
I don't want to trade you. I want you here.
Isn't this that kind of situation?
Yeah. You got to bite the bullet if you're Antonio Pierce. Better just, you know. Otherwise, you're looking at a longer season. And it's just, you know, it's just silly. It's like becomes a telephone game, and it is a soap opera. But it also does suck that one of the best talents in the league is languishing with a bad offense in Vegas.
Yeah, it does. Hey, man. Let's talk about the Jets. Mike mentioned it. Could he end up there? I want you guys to listen to this. Because I think we kind of found this out when he was in Denver as the head coach. And now he's the offensive coordinator for the Jets. Jets offense hasn't been good. And now you have their star wide receiver questioning the offense. Listen to this, Garrett Wilson.
I don't think we do a lot of different stuff, you know, to be honest. You know, when I watch football on Sundays, I see a lot of teams run and mix it up and stuff like that. I don't feel like we do that. So I think we know our identity is just about going out and executing it.
I don't think we do a lot. Mm. He's talking about Nathaniel Hackett's offense, or is it? Because I think that Aaron Rodgers has full autonomy, Mike, to do whatever the hell he wants on that offense and call whatever he wants and change plays. But Nathaniel Hackett carries that title. And you've got the star wide receiver saying, I watch other teams on Sunday. I don't think we do a lot.
Well, I got to be honest. This guy was like the assistant dishwasher to Matt LaFleur with Green Bay. Matt LaFleur's game plan. Look, it is what it is. You put this man in charge of a football team, and it was an unmitigated disaster. I mean, you knew 3 days into his running the Broncos that he couldn't do the job. So now he comes back, and he's in it. And like, he's with the Jets.
Did you say assistant to the dishwasher?
Yes. I mean, you're in the room, right? I mean, he's probably making – so Matt LaFleur is drawing up the game plan while – Hackett is making neckties out of paper clips because, right. I mean, sure as hell wasn't the brains behind the operation.
No, he wasn't, man. I just think when you have these situations this early in the season, it makes you wonder what they are doing offensively.
Right. Huh. Well, it could be worse. You could be the Dolphins. And as we said yesterday, if you missed it, don't know where they're going to go. I guess their only hope is that the medical staff gives Tua the green light and Tua comes up with like the biggest giant dark helmet from Spaceballs looking noggin so he doesn't get, you know, another concussion and he gets back to work because there's really nobody on the horizon that would help you immediately. It's hard to imagine Ryan Tannehill coming back to where he first left because he couldn't do the job in the first place. In Miami would be the rescue guy. They just got no quarterback play. They get Odell Beckham activated, which is great, but he's not a quarterback.
No, I was going to say, can he throw?
You know, so.
That's good. That's funny, man. Hey, NFL Blitz is brought to you by friends of Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Hey, real quick, I got to go back to the Jets because this is awkward as well. I mean, while we're picking on them. Aaron Rodgers on his relationship with the head coach, and then I want you to hear Boomer Esiason, Mike, in New York talk about the relationship between these two guys. So this is Rodgers first. Mm-hmm. What's your relationship like with your head coach?
I don't get into what the conversation is going on outside the building around myself, the relationships that I have. The most important ones are looking a guy in the eye in the locker room or in a meeting room and knowing, you know, he's got your back, you got his back. Rob and I have a great relationship. We have since day one when I got here. You know, we have text message conversations, threads that we're in, conversations about a number of different topics outside of football. We got a good friendship.
Except when he wants to hug.
Dude, two possessions. Get away from me.
Except when he wants to
hug. Weird. I mean, I've seen all these lip readers and all these breakdowns of what that was. Still look kind of strange, man.
It is.
When they're beating up on the Patriots.
Boomer Esiason, what do you think their relationship is between Rodgers and Saleh?
I try to watch to see if I see any interactions on the sideline or anything. Nothing. Nothing. I see a guy walking right past another guy. I can't imagine that. Both will deny it. I guarantee it. But there is an issue there. And it's because you have this 40-year-old Hall of Fame quarterback to be dealing with a coach that I think he doesn't respect.
Oh!
Snap. Boomer went there. And Boomer, I think Boomer's right. Yeah, I think. Well, Saleh, we saw in Hard Knocks, he's a little Captain Queeg on the Kane Mutiny. He's wrapped a little tight, you know. I'm not sure this is the best match made in heaven. Now, again, last year it was a season in hell, having to go through a world without Aaron Rodgers, and needless to say, nobody could do the job. Zach Wilson is not there anymore.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.